right, well, here's the deal. If you missed what happened in Richmond, you heard Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez say that, you know, she couldn't understand why there was no police there and there were Confederate flags flying. First of all, there were no Confederate flags, but there were flags of every other type. The Gadsden flag, the American flag, the rainbow flag, all sorts of flags of diversity flying all over Richmond, Virginia for the gun rally. No, there was not much police presence after people were let in. They were let in through an airport-style security with metal detectors, I don't know, 10 or 12 of them wide. But you don't need security when you have a bunch of people that understand the awesome responsibility of owning a firearm, and they're all gathered together. This is not a place you're going to have a violent outburst. And by the way, I noticed that the folks from Antifa and so forth that normally stand there and throw bricks and bottles, they didn't show up either. Now, why do you think that is? You've got tens of thousands of people crammed into Richmond yesterday. And not one arrest, not one, not one incident of violence, not one. Oh, and by the way, speaking of all that, going back to Charlottesville, which the news media desperately tried to link to Richmond by saying it was going to be a bunch of white nationalists and the white, you know, extremists and militia groups and bigots and so forth. The mother of Heather Heyer, she was the young lady that was killed in Charlottesville in 2017. Driven over by a right-wing radical extremist of some ilk. But her mother, Susan Breaux, spoke out about the gun rights activists and said, the proposed gun restrictions from the state of Virginia are far too extreme. She herself, a gun owner, says the governor of Virginia is out of line and out of bounds. Heather was 32 when she was killed there in August of 2017 at that Charlottesville gathering. James Fields was convicted of driving over her with a car. But Susan Breaux says, no, Governor Northam. And by the way, it's interesting, and I want to play this clip for you. It's bite number four, I want to play this for you because this is what was being said by the media prior to the rally. Go with bite number four, and then we'll follow up with that. Bite four, go.
Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups, all swarming the Virginia state capitol.
There are a lot of people nervous about what's going to happen.
Authorities in Richmond are on high alert.
It could be a tense day.
Such polarization. What may happen in Virginia?
Several hate groups, supposedly some white nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalist groups.
White supremacists.
White supremacists.
White supremacists. White extremists.
This entire rally stands in opposition to the meaning of this day.
Virginia on the edge. How concerned are you that there might be some people in this crowd that may want to get violent?
There's certainly a lot of concern here.
Raising fears of a dangerous confrontation.
It could be violence. And there is real concern there about what the intention is behind this.
Yeah, the concern that was a whole load of lies. It was all garbage. Not one arrest. Not one incident of violence. And if you want to talk about white nationalists and bigotry, look no farther than the executive's mansion in Virginia, where Governor Ralph Northam lives. I don't know if he wears blackface on a regular basis or the Ku Klux Klan outfit, or maybe that was just for the college yearbook when he was graduating from college. But it's Governor Northam that has a history of racism and racist behavior, not the folks that showed up. Not the folks that came there to defend their gun rights, a civil right, on Martin Luther King Day. And I want to, just for sport, I want to play for you one more time, bite number eight. This gentleman, a black American, showed up at the rally to talk about gun rights. Yes, black Americans were there too, and Latino Americans, and just wasn't white folks. But listen to this. He sums it up quite nicely in bite number eight. Go.
Every news piece you've seen on this weekend, they've always brought up the issue of race as though it's nothing but white rednecks and hillbillies out here who care for the Second Amendment, when actually black Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Americans in general care about the Second Amendment. I work at a gun store part-time, and I can't tell you the number of customers I see of all races, all colors, all creeds, who care about the Second Amendment and who just want to peaceably live their lives, enjoy their rights, and the Second Amendment. So that's why I'm out here. And big media, mainstream media be damned. If you take a good look at me, you can see I'm a black American. And all I'm out here for is to enjoy my Second Amendment rights.
Boom. I think that about covers it. Yeah. Rednecks and hillbillies, they were there too. Make no mistake. But he's right. It's about civil rights, the right to defend yourself, your family, your home, your community in the way that you see fit. All right. Just for fun now. Senator Martha McSally of Arizona, you may have seen this a couple of days ago. We played it here. She shot down CNN reporter Mana Raju as a liberal hack. Oh, the horror. She told the truth. It's terrible. She's standing by what she said because it is the truth. It's bite number 10. Enjoy it from Senator Martha McSally, bite 10. Go.
I actually thought they understood that they were liberal, that they were a part of kind of helping with the Democrat agenda. On a daily basis, you see whatever the Democrat talking points are the talking points in the liberal mainstream media, as you know. And I thought that they were aware of it, but somehow they just, you know, check their journalism objectivity at the door. What's been fascinating in response is it seems like they actually think they're neutral. They think they're objective. And that is more troubling. It's just delusional how they've responded to this. You know, never mind their hyperbolic words about, you know, thinking, oh, did she just have a bad day? Was she emotional? No, I was a fighter pilot. This was a choice I made. I did not crumble under their pressure. I've flown A-10s in combat. I decided to call a liberal, and for whatever reason, they couldn't handle it.
I think that about covers it. Thank you, Senator. A liberal's a liberal, and I'm okay to say that. That's part of what America's about. This part of the program has been brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Well, there you have it. Coming close to the backside of 3 big hours of broadcast here today. Glad you've been a part of it. We're going to take a quick break and have some final thoughts right after this on The Cooper Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road. Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment